All right. Rundown today is January 19th. It is brought to you by SeatGeek, our friends.
No, wait, not yet, right?
No, not yet.
Oh, sorry. The clap. That was not her fault. That was your fault.
Can we before we do the ad too? Can I just get this out of the way? All red's not my color.
It's not good.
So, the optics, I know I look bad. I'm bad, like visual. Fucking
all-time
Andy Reid.
Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, the Kool-Aid
when you came
man.
Rolling in.
But it shows your commitment to Jumpsuit January. So in a way, it's
yeah,
a good thing.
But it's just the minute I put it on, I was like, this is a bad jumpsuit.
Sean, make sure we have the clip of Bic as the Kool-Aid man.
I treated it this morning.
It's an amazing look.
That was
the USA
so
shirt.
It's just the fattest, like most bloated.
What's worse, the red or the big house, big cat in the bus?
Big cat, big house on the bus was the most outrageous picture ever taken.
That one I still
think
that's fake news. That's fake news.
That's one of those pictures where I felt bad the second I saw it. I'm
did. Yeah. You were like, eh.
I didn't want to show anyone.
Not so bad that you didn't do a money fiddle shop. You paid people to make fun of me.
Once it's out there,
so not that bad.
That is actually my philosophy, what you just said. It's like the Jenny Dell nudes and things of that nature. I will never be the first to put it on the internet.
But once it's there.
But once it's on the internet, I got to make content out of it. So once that picture hit the internet, I couldn't not touch
it. Put that picture in too.
That's Hall of Fame. That picture in the green, my green blob shirt is right up there though with it. Anyways, brought to you by SeatGeek, our friends at SeatGeek, all your ticket needs. Download the app, put in the code RUNDOWN, you get $20 back, your first purchase. They will either send you a check in the mail or they will do it via PayPal. SeatGeek, they rank all the tickets the most bang for your buck. So it's not just front row, second row cost the most, duh. It's, you know, maybe the 30th row is the best value. They put a letter grade on it. Buy your tickets, SeatGeek, all your SeatGeek, all your ticket needs. My tongue is like getting swollen.
Oh, here we go.
Quick update. I think Frankie has walking pneumonia, and everyone's getting it.
We have to tighten things up here. He was throwing up blood in the bathroom.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a problem.
But here's the thing.
That's problematic.
We have the biggest week in Barstool history coming up. I want to get sick right now.
Right.
So I might have Frankie spit in my mouth. Tune in later.
But Snapchat. When I get sick, I'm 7 to 10 days. So that already takes me basically.
Once we're in the bus, we're fucked. We're all going to be sick.
You're guaranteed going to be sick, by the way.
And Frankie's very casual. Like, no, I'm all right. I was just throwing up and blood in the bathroom and passed out. And I got bloody
noses.
He said
I thought I was going to die
on
the spot.
We got fucking Coley having vertigo.
It's chaos.
Should we restart the show?
No, we're going.
That's not Comedy Central.
It could be. That could be funny.
Out of
walking pneumonia? They'd be like, who the fuck are
first
these guys?
First Comedy Central show. Hey,
Frankie's going to die. Who's Frankie?
Dude's spitting
on the mouth. Then we'd pull Frankie in and be like, cough up blood on command.
Okay.
fight night. Bunch of big fights going on. So I'll pose this way. What fight do you want to see happen the most and why? We have Durant versus Westbrook. Westbrook told his teammates, don't talk to that bitch or something like that.
Next broadcast coming up on Monday. Thunder will be in Salt Lake City to play the Utah Jazz.
Also, after the game, said they're not
cowering away from it this time.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You're not gonna say the N-word. You're a tough guy with the Ja Rule. You're not gonna say the N-word now.
Wait, what?
He said the real quote has an N-word in it. And you were a team.
Oh, I read didn't have it. Mm-hmm. I didn't avoid that on purpose. And also after the game, Westbrook said they don't talk anymore. Soldier Boy versus Chris Brown still going. This may be if this actually happens and they make millions on it, maybe the most internet moment in the history of the internet. Mike Tyson just released like a hype video with actually one of the girls I follow on Instagram, nice ass, just basically, I don't even know whose side Mike Tyson is on.
Yeah, me neither.
But they're threatening the other guy. And then we have McGregor versus Mayweather. That's still in news. Mayweather tweeted out their net worth. It said Mayweather 650 million, McGregor 2.5 million. There's no way that's right about McGregor, by the way. No. It's not even fucking close. So I don't know if that was edited or those Be Rich websites.
I got Will actually like all day on Twitter.
Yeah.
Being like, you're an idiot.
There's no chance that's real. So what fight do you want to see the most, and are any of them going to happen? Probably not.
Chris Brown and Soulja Boy is going to happen.
You think that's definitely happening?
No, fuck that. It's not going to happen.
I think that has by far the biggest chance of
because
happening
they're gonna
here
make,
in this.
Because they're going to make money.
Yeah, I mean, they're both like kind of on the verge of irrelevance, and they need the money. I would.
Chris Brown is on the verge of irrelevance.
Soulja Boy will do whatever he needs to make this happen.
Yeah,
Soulja Boy needs this.
I need Russell Westbrook to beat the fuck.
That's
out
why
of
I want to see it.
Durant.
Is there any world? Is there any chance Kevin Durant can even hold
Kevin
his own?
Durant
he
is
would get
a
massacred.
Baby back bitch.
Yeah,
Russell Westbrook.
I hated him.
He would beat
way.
Him. It would be like Goodfellas, like the Billy Bats, when they just fucking till he dies.
He would get destroyed.
Or they put him in the destroyed.
I hated Russell Westbrook till this new tiff, and now I'm pro Thunder.
Oh yeah,
I'm
pro Westbrook. Yeah, because they stink.
I think most people are.
It's just well,
he's
I hate when teams leave like that. I hate Durant. Durant, not that it was decision like, but I hate it. So I'm firmly here.
The reason why McGregor need the fight to happen is because on the court, Westbrook is never going to win this match. This matchup.
What do you mean?
Like last night, Durant puts up 35 points. Like it's
and
nothing,
we need to happen because NBA fights might be the best fights in the world because they very, very rarely happen.
What is the point of the McGregor-Mayweather thing? Like,
it's probably going to happen.
You think?
Yeah, because someone's going to put so much fucking money.
And Mayweather is going to be broke in boxing.
Yeah.
Mayweather will kill him.
I have a question for you, Dave, because this is a hypothetical I came up with. I think that Mayweather would have a better chance in MMA than McGregor would have in
boxing. No doubt. I've said that a million times. It's not even a question.
Mayweather would never even consider agreeing to MMA, where I think Conor McGregor's cocky enough that he would at least agree to
boxing. If Mayweather trained his whole life like what he did for MMA, he'd be the best MMA guy who ever lived.
Okay.
All right, on to the next. This is interesting. A preacher. I love watching when preachers save people. I've never seen them do it quite in this manner. The preacher took off his shoe, gave it to the woman who rubbed it all over a broken pussy, and then passed out with the shoe in her pussy, and her pussy is magically saved. Yes, we are allowed to say pussy on Comedy Central. So people, they're going to beep that out. No, they're not. Pussy's green light.
Pussy. This usually...
I don't know if you can say it. When you do it in a lyrical manner, that may be a whole new thing.
I just love how usually these preachers are like touching your forehead or hugging or whatever, and when the girl comes in with vaginal warts, it was like, can I say that? Yeah. Here's my shoe.
You can say anatomically correct. I didn't even know that's what he was healing. I thought she just said, fuck good.
I love these crazy churches, and I hate giving out ideas for free that become billion-dollar ideas, but if Tim Tebow had a church like this he was saving people by putting his shoe in their pussies, I'd watch every single day.
I'd be a member of the church.
I'd go to it. I'd do everything.
And we can
kick off Judge Judy, put Tim Tebow, the pussy specialist, on TV.
And we make fun, like, I'm watching this, I'm like, oh, she's still got vaginal warts. And I watch, like, oh, he's still got cancer. Tim Tebow, I drink the Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
bro, he saved that guy in spring training.
When did you become a Tebow believer?
When he went to the Mets? Yeah.
Because you were very anti-Tebow.
I told you my theory on this. Jesus didn't start his miracles until he turned 30. Tebow just turned 30.
I mean,
it's really happening now.
We sold Jews for Tebow shirts, which should say something about how I feel about Tim Tebow. Johnny Football, big day for Johnny Football. So first he clarified.
It's Real Talk Thursdays.
He means it.
First he clarified he is not selling autographs for money at the Super Bowl. I believe him. The guy doesn't need money, I don't think. And then he went on about a 7-8 Twitter rant saying he's back. He was a douchebag. Thanks to all his real friends who have stood by him. Thanks for everybody showing him light. There's a school of thought out there that he was speaking directly to me. Because I told
you're the only person who did, by the way.
I put my arm around him in the club Dave, and I'm like, Johnny at Live Miami, no big deal. I put my arm around, I said, dude, stop being a fuck up. You've been a fuck up. Like, we have talent in this group. Stop being a fuck up. Get your shit right. He took it to heart, and now look at this. We're coming back.
It's Johnny's football team.
How much, honestly, do you think I'm playing in helping him in this rejuvenation comeback trail?
It's unbelievable that anyone thinks he's actually going to change.
Yeah,
I do.
The comeback is not complete, Dave. I'm going on a diet.
I know that I've been fat in the past. I'm going on a diet. Thanks, everyone.
I'm going to quit on Monday.
It's going to be new. Real Talk Thursday.
Dan, but I haven't put my arm around you in a serious moment. Dan,
we're worried about you.
You're too fat. Like, you have to worry. Like, people here are worried about you. You're wasting weight.
This
you're like
not...
600 pounds. If I gave you that heart-to-heart, no cameras. There were no cameras on it, Liv. The music was blaring. The lights were bouncing. But I'm like, you're a fuck-up, dude.
Club Dave.
Just like... Take it.
What about, can I put my arm around you and tell you that you're a big fuck up for being Club Dave and you're going to change your ways?
You're fucking.
I mean, maybe if it was a serious heart. I don't think you'd give me a serious talk. I think you'd be trying to wipe me out. That's like I went to serious. The first question on one of these serious shows, it's like Kevin Clancy wants your show.
That's
like, are
not
you worried about
what
that?
It was.
That's literally what
I
they
told
said.
This dude
so
that
you'd
Dave
be like,
is
jump
lose
off the
interest
bridge.
In the serious show very quickly.
Well, that's
and that's
fair.
Still his fact.
That's very fair.
He even
Dave.
Said that's probably going to happen.
It could happen. It may not happen. Speaking of fat shaming. Your boy Jay Cutler.
It's a good segue.
It's a fucking great segue. Jay Cutler, your boy. Not your boy. Your former boy.
Former boy. Former boy. I mean, I still like him. He doesn't like me.
Right. You're his boy. You're not his boy.
He's getting fat shamed. Some bad pictures on vacation. What did they say? Look like an orca whale?
300-pound lesbian is the words they used.
And then put up the pictures. Dan, you did a little photo shoot here at the office
today.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to show
people. And you illustrated some pictures. You look so fat and gross. And then some you look pretty decent.
Yeah, right. So
it's angles.
The internet lies. Fake news. It's all about the angles.
And by the way, if this was reversed, and it was a chick. Oh, it would be World War fucking III because it's dudes. Mm-hmm. And we dudes, we got to take the brunt of everything. You can call us fat. We got to laugh. We say it to a girl. It's fucking skinny Pepsi can feminist. So shout out Jay Cutler. Keep it real in the streets.
He does look
coming back, second part, we're going to talk Leo chick and also whether tipping is racist. Tease.
You're getting your shows crossed.
No, I know.
But you need tease.
Tease. I'm going to.
That's what they do on a serious show. They don't actually tease. They just, Frankie's like, we got to go to break. And Dave's like, tease. It's right, like so the most literal tease ever.
We're going to reset the clock.
It's awesome.
That was a tease, though.
Yeah, it was a good tease.
You are getting better at that.
You should just start teasing. You should start teasing your audience.
You know what's crazy? These shows are condensed, right? But I feel like they're just as long. Does that make any sense?
It's harder.
I feel like these shows are condensed for Comedy Central. We're not running as long as we used to, but they feel just as long.
Because we go through so many topics.
You thought that I
because of this shit,
said
though.
Something that made no sense. I could tell you trying to catch me in a weird statement, but it made
no sense. No, because we're going through 8 topics in 15 minutes, 13 minutes.
All right, let's start that clock. So the CEO, president of Shake Shack, I like Shake Shack. I only eat Shake Shack at Saratoga, and I have the waiter. I give Juan a couple bucks. He goes and gets me the Shake Shack. It's
very relatable story for the national audience.
I'm just saying. I think
common man. By the common man.
If I have Shake Shack at a Shake Shack, I think it's fairly overrated. At Saratoga, it's a different taste. And dressed up, it's great. That's not the point of this blog. That's not the point of this blog. Just telling you how I feel. We're talking about Shake Shack, and I went on a little rant. Shake Shack, the CEO of Shake Shack says tipping is racist. And he will no longer accept it in his stores because it started back like slavery, Civil War, where you couldn't pay the black slaves, so you tipped them. I don't care if you're black, white, blue, purple. If you're a worker, you have to hate your CEO doing this. Like, tipping's illegal, unless he's going to pay him more.
Am I supposed to be tipping at Shake Shack?
Who the fuck tips at
you round
Shake
up.
Shack?
Who would you tip? If you get change at Starbucks, if you get change at Shake Shack,
great question, Dan, though. No. Great question. 30 cents back. I want to put it in. I feel like it's an insult. So no.
When you drop it, it's like clank, clank, clank,
clank. Yeah, it's like they don't want my fucking 30 cents.
I don't want it. I'm giving it away. They don't want it.
Yeah, right. Either put paper with change, paper. But if you just put 30 cents in, I think they hate you.
No, whatever. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Not a filthy animal. I'm doing it out of respect. Like I know you don't want my change.
That's exactly what it is, and that's why it's disrespectful.
Right. That's what I say it in my head. I never would say it out loud, but I'm like. Change,
right. I don't even want back. I try to walk away before they can give me the change.
They're
like, you want your change back? And then I feel like, all right. And I just take it.
Either way, I like this guy, what this guy's saying. Just let's not tip anymore.
I would love to get rid of tipping.
Actually, I don't, because tipping is like one of those things that people who don't tip, I despise so much.
Me too. But if we all just stopped, it'd be great for everybody.
But I really despise
it. I don't negotiate. I don't like, that's why I like Uber. Put it in. I'd rather know what the tip is up front, include it, and let's be on our merry way. Leonardo DiCaprio. So some chick is mad.
DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio, a girl is mad because it came out that she's part of the Pussy Posse, which she's not because that's all guys. But she's mad that people are saying he hooked up with her, had sex with her. She is married to a former professional gambler who is also an FBI informant.
What?
And she's saying... I met with Leo because I want him to play my husband in a movie. I'm going to say both things about this story are true, that he wanted Leo to play her husband in a movie, and she 1,000% had sex with Leonardo DiCaprio because she is very, allegedly, because she is very hot. Her husband is not, and Leo just bangs everything.
All right. If you're hot, you're a Brazilian model, and you hang out with Leonardo DiCaprio for 2 days, 2 nights, you had sex. Period.
1,000%.
Also,
allegedly.
This dude is an ugly, fat, like Goomba-looking FBI informant. Like, in what world is Leo gonna play that
Who
guy?
Who dates an FBI informant?
Yeah, that's weird. You dump them when they start ratting.
Why would you ever date a rat?
I did like though the guy who put the whole thing together in the text messages was like, "I'm just telling you how this town works." That's such an awesome threat. Being like, just so you know, this is how
it's
this
not a
town
threat,
works.
It's a promise.
Yeah, right.
I love that.
I yeah. love it.
He was right, too, like, by this, the way. Like,
let me give you a little tip on how this Hollywood town works here.
Love it. We got to start in corporate. Let me tell you how this
blog game works here.
No, yeah, you haven't heard this
it's
yet.
It's just such a veiled
we're now,
threat.
We're calling ourselves like a call, like the program. Like Barstool.
Program for us who
like
can speak.
Program. So it's like, let me tell you how this program works. So Dog's Life, like, real quick. We had to put this clip in. I saw this movie. I didn't want to see Dog's Life. We don't even talk about it. But we have to say it so everyone knows it, unless this is a Comedy Central funded movie, in which case we take it back. But this, the Dog's Life, there's a clip of them throwing a German Shepherd into like a moving rapids, and the German Shepherd is petrified. They throw it in. It's supposed to be pro-dogs. Fuck this movie.
Yeah.
If you see this movie, you are as bad as Michael Vick or Caleb Presley.
I'll tell you what, I think this movie's fucked. Like, the director was like, oh my God, this is so terrible. Like, you knew that was going on. And everybody knows this is what happens to make this movie. I think people are going to boycott it.
There was like
because we saw it with dogs. Why people hate when you fuck with dogs? No one's going to see that movie.
There was like an HBO show about horse racing, and like six horses died
during
the
Lucky film. Or whatever.
That will ruin it.
Right.
Yeah. So, this isn't even to be funny where a comedy site doesn't be funny. This is a PSA.
I didn't
don't
even want you to tell me
life.
The story before this. Yeah, I was like, don't tell me, la, 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 la.
Lindsay Lohan, Muslim, yes or no? She deleted all her Instagram pictures and said something, not a terrorist.
Come on, say it.
I was about to say Allah Akbar, which I don't think. I think that's before people blow shit up. She did not say that. She said something else, peace. Is she a Muslim or not? And do the Muslims want her?
The Muslims definitely do not want her. This is why the Muslims attack us, because the
people
like
they
her.
Do want her because they could trick her into doing shit for them.
You think she'll be like a suicide bomber?
I didn't say that.
I actually think that could happen.
Yeah, that's a very, she's dumb enough that we ran out of time.
Yeah, I thought though we could run out of time.
Okay. Yeah that could absolutely, that could absolutely happen. She's dumb enough that they probably recruited her.
I think you give me 48 hours in a room, Zoolander style, I can get her into be a terrorist.
Anything. Yeah.
Pretty sure.
I think she'll do anything for money right now.
So that's the rundown. We got two clips that we would go post-show. School Bus, this is an amazing clip. I think I heard you say, Dan, I wasn't going to make fun because I'm almost positive the person's dead.
No, she's fine. That's why it's beautiful. Why it's non-life-threatening really injuries.
If I knew,
like favorite words in the fucking internet.
If I knew this was fine, this would have been maybe the first or second story.
She gets clobbered.
There is no way. Only somebody who's like, I want to let the Barstool guys make fun of this clip, so I'm going to say she's alive. She got not only clobbered, she got run over by a school bus.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Did she have the walk signal?
She's dead. Listen,
did she have the walk signal? Because then she's a millionaire.
She's
dead.
No, she's a millionaire.
She is dead.
Listen, the New York Post is gospel. They said she was fine. She's fine.
They're doing my old trick where if you just, like, you don't want the burden of talking about dead people. So you're like, you know what?
This
I'm not
going to
look more than what's on the surface.
For Comedy Central, we're talking about incorporating maybe some social to get people fired up during the show. Like, this would be where I would say, dead or alive.
Yeah, we'll put a poll,
dead or alive.
By the end of the show, we'll
right.
Have,
because I know she's
telling
dead.
You she's
but
fine.
You're saying she's alive. So any jokes we make, the fact we're talking about it, that's on you.
I will carry this cross. She's fine.
There you go.
Gay dance party outside of Pence's house. And the LBGA wants Trump to dance with Kristen, what's her name, Jenner?
Dude, what is going on with your brain right now?
Who is the Caitlyn Jenner? The only reason I put this party looks fucking awesome, and the gays and the LGBTs,
they know how
to get down and party. Let's hear it for the boys. Just one of those jams that, like, if you start playing this now, this whole office is dancing.
Yeah,
like,
glitter. Glitter just comes from nowhere. We don't even have glitter.
We don't have glitter. We don't have confetti.
Everybody goes
gay and is so happy.
It's New Year's Eve.
Well, it's not gay if the song's playing.
Right. Then you're
whatever you do.
Yeah.
Anything that happens while for the boys
while the song's
playing, it doesn't matter.
Right. It is stop in traffic good, that song.
Yeah. And anything that goes on, you get like a free pass for.
Totally.
Dave. If we have any scientist stoolies out there, can we like freeze your, we need to freeze your body until January 30th.
It's because of Frankie.
You need to sleep from now until the first show.
It's because because of
like,
Frankie.
We need to put like you in demolition one of those pods.
Like demolition yeah. day, and we'll open it up and you come out that, of the fucking pod on January 30th if on Comedy Central Live.
You screw up words, but that was your brain was short.
That could actually be the first episode on Comedy Central. We'll unveil you from like a cryogenic yeah. chamber.
Like he's Lady back. Like Lady Gaga going or, to the Oscars.
Or maybe don't do like 17 radio shows this morning.
Yeah, I've man. Been talking nonstop. All day, and Frankie, and you heard that Coley got vertigo, right?
Yeah.
Coley was out. Supposed to come with me to document doing these shows at Sirius. We tried to call him because they didn't even know he was suffering from vertigo. They just looked at him and they're like, who is that wankster that you brought with? Because we saw Deion Sanders had a huge crew, another rapper, huge crew. They're like, who'd you come with, Dave? I'm like, that wankster guy out there. They're like, that guy? I'm like, yep, bring him in. He literally couldn't move. He was having a vertigo attack. I thought they were joking. And then he just texted me in the middle of it. He's like, I just puked in the bathroom. Got to get back to floor, the ground level. I'm sorry. I'll talk to you later, boss. So that was the end of the Coley experiment. That's serious.
I think you need a little bit of a better entourage if you're going to be
like, I had the worst
star.
Entourage. Yeah.
You roll up with Frankie and Coley.
No, it was just to, it was you know. Just Coley. It was me and Coley. And Coley lasted like 7 to 8 minutes before he puked and had to leave. So.
Oh, my God.
No, he had four. Deion,
Coley is a
Primetime, by the way,
Coley to his credit is definitely a one-man posse.
Primetime looked like he could have shut down anybody in the league. Look, perfect shape. Perfect.
Really?
Doesn't yeah. surprise me.
It wasn't great.
Frankie kind right now?
Potentially. Frankie with this pneumonia stuff just left me out to dry. He should have been there, but I definitely can be a one-man posse. There's no Whoa. As long as we're not high above the ground, yeah. you get the best one-man posse
it's
in the
like,
world.
It's like Superman, though. It's like just someone wants to take you out of your
the
game,
kryptonite.
Just send them up on an elevator, and it's game over.
Do we have people going to the inauguration tomorrow?
Yeah, Caleb and Roan.
Oh, they're gonna leave the club
from yeah. from porn.
Oh, that's
to
they're
the
still definitely. I was saying in the series show from Caleb, we'll get a 45-second music video of like his entire time in Vegas. I didn't. Gaz and I went out when we did the AVNs. We went out one night and we spent 4 days. We're in bed by 10 p.m. in the convention, 8 hours a day getting video. Their first night, 5 a.m., bottles everywhere.
With Madison Ivy at the
mental
club.
Mental note, listen, we got to get Caleb's credit card back. Like, all serious. I don't know why he has one.
These that's things just are top down and you're setting the
that's
tone.
That's what I was trying to explain to him. Yeah.
Well, he had one from the tour, but after he keeps abusing it, yeah, abusing it, we should probably get it back.
So. Not a bad idea.
This yeah. is putting a Band-Aid yeah. on a gashing wound. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's the show. What? Nope. Huh? Yeah.
Just keep going, Pete.
What? Me? Yeah. Nope. Anybody know what's happening right now?
Oh, yeah.
We're still filming?
Wow. Okay, I got some bad news.
What happened?
So, someone on the Sirius show brought up Tico, Texas, and they replayed both songs. I think Dave's song is better.
You think Dave's song is better?
Yeah. He changed.
It was very, very strange because I've always been, Kevin was way better.
Dude.
But hearing them both for the first time in like a year.
First of all.
I was like, wow.
First of all, take the knife out of my back, you sucker. Second
okay,
of all,
everybody
I can never trust you again on musical
but,
opinions.
No,
everybody
okay,
in the room agreed.
So that not musically better. That's still you because his flow is still so bad. But I said, remember Lil Kev from Always Sunny? He raps like that guy talks, and that guy was supposed to be like half mentally retarded.
Right.
R word, sorry, Dave.
Right.
So I think it's more of the comedy.
I don't like
of
the R word.
Dave being an R word rapper.
You skinny fat fuck stutter, look like my wallet. Skinny fat fuck stutter, look like my wallet. Money every night, cause page views make that type of money every night.
So you're like laughing at him.
Kind of, probably.
So that's
no,
not good.
But Cole, well, Coley hook, just thought
no,
it was
hook,
good. He's
the
just
hook.
Like. And Coley's a wankster.
Coley.
Coley is a wankster.
Coley.
I don't know.
You said it was
Kevin,
good.
I said for a diss track, yours sounded way meaner. Kevin's is like.
Kevin, I didn't want
Kevin's
like,
is a
to
soft
happen.
Pup. That
Kevin's
like,
is like Kevin's like a bonus show. Track on the next
if,
Mike
if
Studd
out. If you want to do round two, we'll take the gloves off and it'll be over real quick.
You guys should both perform at the Super Bowl party.
I already eviscerated.
You guys should both perform your songs at the Super Bowl party and we'll have people vote.
Live performances.
I'm
yeah, just
that.
Saying. Mm. I didn't want it, Kevin. Kevin, I didn't want it. The heart wants what the heart wants, so I listen to both.
I mean, you're out of the circle of trust, and I'm never, ever going to listen to your musical opinion ever again.
You agree too, right, Hank?
I mean, I like Raspberry.
I mean, everybody likes Raspberry.
Dude, that's your... That may make a comeback.
I'm Jordan. You're
Hank is not my yes. Yeah. Even the way I answer,
you
fuck
guys.
Kevin Clancy, you should have left it alone. Now
you can't sing it. You can't sing your own song.
I also said that during the show, that people always ask me to sing the lyrics, and I can't do it.
It's like, Hank said behind the scenes, Dave had to literally tape
it was
each
every
line.
Word. It wasn't like, even every line. It was like every word.
Over and over
Mike
and
Studd,
over.
Mike Studd made it sound like he was like helping a mentally R-word person. He was like, it was like working with an R-word.
Fuck Kevin Clancy, you should have left it alone. Now I gotta remind you who sits on the Iron Throne.
I'm Jordan, you're Pippin, you're tripping, bro.
That was a good line. You don't even know it.
No, you
that
skinny.
That was a good line.
What is it?
Skinny fat fuck starting to look like my wallet.
Because it's
I don't suffer from Dave's fucking thing where he can't understand any words or any lyrics at any time.
Oh my God.
A lot of good little lyrics. Okay. What do we got?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the after show.